In Vietnam, too, we had ways of making the dead seem not quite so dead. Shaking hands, that was one way. By sliding death, by acting, we pretended it was not the terrible thing it was. By our language, which was both hard and wistful, we transformed the bodies into piles of waste. Thus, when someone got killed, as Kurt Lemon did, his body was not really a body, but rather one small bit of waste in the midst of a much wider wastage. I learned that words make a difference. It's easier to cope with a kicked bucket than a corpse. If it isn't human, it doesn't matter much if it's dead. And so a VC nurse, fried by napalm, was a crispy critter. A Vietnamese baby which lay nearby was a roasted peanut. "Just a crunchy munchy," Rat Kiley said as he stepped over the body. We kept the dead alive with stories. When Ted Lavender was shot in the head, the men talked about how they'd never seen him so mellow, how tranquil he was, how it wasn't the bullet but the tranquilizers that blew his mind. He wasn't dead, just laid back. There were Christians among us, like Kiowa, who believed in the New Testament stories of life after death. Other stories were passed down like legends from old-timer to newcomer. Mostly, though, we had to make up our own. Often they were exaggerated or blatant lies, but it was a way of bringing body and soul back together, or a way of making new bodies for the souls to inhabit. There was a story, for instance, about how Kurt Lemon had gone trick-or-treating on Halloween, a dark, spooky night. And so Lemon put on a ghost mask and painted up his body all different colors and crept across a paddy to a sleeping village, almost stark naked, the story went, just boots and balls and an M16. And in the dark, Lemon went from hooch to hooch, ringing doorbells, he called it. And a few hours later, when he slipped back into the perimeter, he had a whole sack full of goodies to share with his pals. Candles and joss sticks and a pair of black pajamas and statuettes of the smiling Buddha. That was the story, anyway. Other versions were much more elaborate, full of descriptions and scraps of dialogue. Rat Kiley liked to spice it up with extra details. "See, what happens is, it's like 4 in the morning, and Lemon sneaks into a hooch with that weird ghost mask on. Everybody asleep, right? So he wakes up this cute little mama-san, tickles her foot. "Hey, mama-san," he goes, real soft like. "Hey, mama-san, trick or treat." Should have seen her face. About freaks. I mean, there's this buck-naked ghost standing there, and he's got this M16 up against her ear, and he whispers, "Hey, mama-san, trick or fucking treat." Then he takes off her PJs, strips her right down, sticks the pajamas in his sack and tucks her into bed and heads for the next hooch. Pausing a moment, Rat Kiley would grin and shake his head. "Honest to God," he'd murmur. "Trick or treat. Lemon. There's one class act." To listen to the story, especially as Rat Kiley told it, you'd never know that Kurt Lemon was dead. He was still out there in the dark, naked and painted up, trick-or-treating, sliding from hooch to hooch in that crazy white ghost mask. But he was dead.